On this edition of WSIU In Focus, we'll hear about Rosa Claire, Illinois, a beautiful Ohio River town which grew by 750% at the beginning of the 20th century, all because of a unique purple mineral.
Population of Hardin County was over 7,000 people, and many of them worked in the mines.
That's Rhonda Belford, the president of the Ohio River Scenic Byway, a nonprofit group, talking about booming Hardin County in the first half of the 20th century. By comparison, 2 years ago, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, Hardin County barely had 4,000 residents. But around the time of World War II, as manufacturers in America and her allies ramped up making guns and bullets and bombs for the war effort, Hardin County was booming. And Belford says, in talking with one Rosa Claire resident, 100-year-old Frances Brown, she remembers a bustling town.
She counted 22 grocery stores within about a 2-mile radius, just starting out of town, 2 to 2.5 mile radius. See, there were mines all over the county and into Pope County, all around. It reached an all-time high during the Korean War, and Illinois produced 200,000 tons in 1951, and most of that came from Hardin County.
And what were these mines extracting? Fluorspar. According to the website of the Illinois State Geological Survey, fluorspar, also known as fluorite, is a valuable glass-like mineral. It's often colored in various shades of deep purple. The Geological Survey says the veins of fluorspar in southeastern Illinois and across the Ohio River in Kentucky formed during the Jurassic period, roughly 150 million to 200 million years ago. And during this ancient time, mineral-laden, extremely hot, briny water from deep inside our planet rose to the surface in Hardin County. And when the water hit the calcium-heavy rocks, which were just below the dirt, the hot minerals in the water reacted with the surface rocks, and fluorspar was formed. What is it used for?
It's in toothpaste.
Well, it is. It is, but there is a whole host of uses. It's been used as a flux a lot of times in, like, your steel and a lot of your rubber types of things.
Other uses which rely heavily on this mineral include a wide range of products, from optical lenses, concrete hardeners, rocket fuels, and during the war, workers streamed to Hardin County.
Most of them, a lot of them, immigrated in from neighboring Kentucky and other places. Some of them born here in southern Illinois to work the fluorspar mines, which fluorspar is our state mineral. At one time, Rosa Claire and our area was the fluorspar capital of the world.
Another big significance of the mineral is that the fluorspar mines also played a big role in making all mines safer. Due to an unfortunate tragedy nearly 50 years ago, a loss of life which affected Rhonda personally.
There were at least 7 men in one specific incident back in 71 that helped change the Mine Safety Act as we know it today. It was a hydrogen sulfide gas leak. Bill Long entered the exposed end of the drift to find a slide stick that he left there a few days before, and he didn't come back. And his brother, Wayne Long, who was the foreman, went in to find him. And, of course, unbeknownst, see, that hydrogen sulfide that had been released with that fan not working, see, was overtaking them. One by one, the men went into the depth of the gas-filled drift to search for the others. Then Gail Bates, Orville Holbrook, Jerry Jenkins, James Lane, and Randall Belford, who would have been, years later, Randall Belford would have been my father-in-law. I married his youngest son. They didn't come back. It was such a tragedy for the whole region. It did shake our whole nation. And like I said, it did become part of what helped change mine safety as we know it today.
By 1990, because of the changing global market and imports, 90% of all fluorite used in the U.S. was purchased overseas.
That's the same time it became easier to import it from China and Mexico rather than, you know, dig it here in our own country. It became more expensive for us to try to get it out of the ground.
But the mineral is still being mined, because after all, after hundreds of millions of years, there is still a lot of the mineral lying in wait beneath the soils of Hardin County. And Rosa Claire could see an uptick.
It's looking again like it may be a possibility. We've got some very deep veins in our area here that would supply for well over 100 years or better. There are some mines that are still going on. You know, I ran across a family the other day, the Griffith family, and they'll say, you know, they don't know a lot about us, but we still send all over the world, Griffith Mining.
And the history of fluorspar mining in southeastern Illinois will be celebrated this Saturday at the Fluorspar Miners Memorial Unveiling and Dedication. It takes place at 11 o'clock this Saturday morning on Main Street in Rosa Claire. I'm Kevin Boucher.